HarperCollins presents The Runes of War Saga. Part 1. The Book of Torah Alta. Volume 3. The Runes of Sorcery. By Jane Welsh. Read by Joe Eyre.
Prologue. Gasping for breath, he struck out through the tumbling whitewater rapids for the eastern bank, the scything cold waters of the Silver Salmon sucking at his strength. He welcomed the cold after the scorching flames of the fire. Pinpoints of light sparkled where minute ice crystals were beginning to form in the fast-running river. Blue with cold, he scrambled breathlessly to the bank and slunk into the snow-muffled eastern ranges of the Yellow Mountains. The water trickled from the tufts of his cropped fringe and crisped to points of ice. He sucked in the sharp winter air and grinned.
Great Valpeor, god of ice, your breath already claims the land,
the warlock muttered to himself, his breath a steamy cloud curling into the frosty air. Behind him, a pillar of angry flames lit the sky like a beacon, as a towering inferno engulfed the west tower of Torah Alta. He moved quickly through the trees lining the lower slopes, intent on finding fresh, dry clothes before he perished in the freezing northern winter of the mountains. A lone trapper hiding from the Valarkan enemy offered him his first opportunity. The warlock slipped a toothed dagger from his belt and soundlessly slit the man's throat from ear to ear. As the wolf trapper bled to death, he stripped his leather leggings, wolf pelt jacket, bearskin cloak, and cracked leather boots from the slowly writhing body. The blood glistened on the frosted crystals as a rich scarlet carpet spread around the body. The warlock ripped his sodden cloak from his back, and in the cool waters of a mountain brook scrubbed away the last smuts from his blackened face. Finally satisfied, he sank down amongst the frosted ferns and spat towards the besieged castle, a dry cackle rasping through his throat. He coughed to clear the last remnants of smoke from his scorched lungs. Then a thin laugh escaped from his cracked lips. Bitterly, he wiped his hand across his mouth, wincing as the singed flesh on the back of his hand brushed against his chin. He ripped off his wet black garments, now shredded and charred in his escape, and redressed in the tough leather hides of the trapper. He wrapped his easily distinguished black clothes and fine shoes into a tight bundle, and, kneeling, scraped at the frozen ground with his dagger. He dug beneath the roots of a blackthorn, whose battered branches lent with the prevailing wind. It was only a small hole, but large enough to bury his clothes. Satisfied with his work, he stood and sucked in the keen, raw air of the crisp month of hunting. A self-satisfied smile twisted his narrow face as he stared at the distant turrets of the besieged castle and then down at a small object whose brilliance glistened in his hand. He closed his fist possessively around it and headed straight for the steeper scree slopes where the wind had blasted away the snow. He would leave no tracks on bare rock. Dragging the wolf pelt tightly around his shivering body, his snarling face mimicking the toothed grin of the wolf's head dangling over his back, he enveloped himself in the heavy brown bearskin cloak. Zealous energy spurred him across the boulder-strewn terrain, until at last a lonely hunting lodge, cowering beneath the snagged peaks of the mountains, beckoned him from the treacherous cold. Content that no one could track him across the scree, he risked descending into the snowbound valley. Wading through the deep snow, he stumbled in drifts up to his thighs, the icy snow biting through his breeches and stinging against his skin. The numbing pain of cold hardened his heart as he shouldered open the weather-beaten door that had set fast in its rusted hinges. Damp logs were stacked up against the hearth, and it took many minutes for his shaking hands to entice life from a flint. The miserable flame teased at a wisp of
Sample complete. Ready to continue?